Well, from a tropical cyclone Fina to severe storms delivering giant hail, destructive weather has lashed parts of the country this week. At the same time, the Bureau of Meteorology is weathering a separate storm over its controversial website redesign. The agency has revealed the redesign of the website has cost $96.5 million. The BOM had initially said the redesign would cost around $4 million. Joining me now is Dr. Stuart Minchin, who is the new Chief Executive of the Bureau of Meteorology. This discrepancy between $4 million and more than $96, how's this happened?
Look, it's really been a communication misunderstanding around that. Originally, the Bureau was asked what the design costs for the website front end were, which was the $4 million figure. But the website front end, if you like, is just the tip of the iceberg. Underlying that is a huge system that takes tens of thousands of instruments across the Australian region, satellite imagery, brings that into a supercomputer where the modelling is done out to production systems in order to make the forecast. And the entire system had to be replaced after a hacking incident in 2015. So yeah, the total cost of the website includes all of that back end, not just the front end.
When did you become aware of the true total figure of $96.5 million?
Well, look, I've only been in the Bureau for 2 weeks, and as soon as I started looking into this issue. It's been quite open within the Bureau, the cost of this this website. This is part of a larger program.
So if it's been open within the Bureau, why wasn't it communicated more widely? I mean, we can talk about front end and so on, but common sense would say, how much is this whole redesign, rebooting of the website cost? It's 96.5.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think there was perhaps a communication error made at the time where the exact question that was asked by the journalist at the time, which was about the website design costs, was answered rather than a more holistic answer. I can commit that on taking the helm of the Bureau, I wanted to make that as transparent as possible and be open and honest with the Australian people.
Was the minister informed of the 96.5 figure or the full figure at an earlier time, or was that only in the past week when it came out in the media?
Well, look, as I mentioned, this is part of a larger program of work that was actually signed off by Cabinet back in 2017 and has repeatedly been part of the budget updates. So the website component is about 10% of a much larger program of replacing all of the Bureau's back-end systems and processes. And that's been visible to government all the way through.
Stuart Minchin, let me read you a bit, some comments from Brad Perry. He's the Chief Executive of Grain Producers SA. He's based on Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. He's saying with that kind of expenditure, something like Doppler radar on Eyre Peninsula, where there's a black hole for that kind of technology, would have been much better spend. Do you agree the money could have been better spent?
Well, look, I think we've got to look back at the hacking incident in 2015, which really opened up the threat that hackers could take down the entire Bureau system. Imagine if we were facing a situation like Tropical Cyclone Fina and we were unable to issue a weather forecast for a week or 2 weeks period because hackers had got into our network. So this was a really urgent need to address what was a very insecure...
It's urgent, but it's taken 10 years to fix it by the sounds of that timeline.
And it's a massive project. Look, please don't be... don't misunderstand the size of this. We had to install a backup supercomputer. This is a massive investment and a huge amount of technical work.
So for the past 10 years, has the weather forecasting capabilities, has that been vulnerable until this has all been put together?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's been, progressively, this has been protected and improved, and it's really only with the latest update of the website that the front end, the web access, has actually been updated to more secure and more secure platform. This website issue has clearly damaged some of that trust, but I hope to regain that through being open, honest, and working diligently to apply remedies to that process.
Dr. Stuart Minchin is the new Chief Executive of the Bureau of Meteorology.